请我们翻到以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
从第五节读起。
Beginning with verse 5.
我读给弟兄们听。
I will read it.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
让我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，你对我们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, we thank you that the words that you speak to us is spirit, is life.
你不止已经升到高天，坐在父神的右边。
Not only have you already ascended to heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father.
也是你的话告诉我们说，当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候。
But even your word tells us, while we were still dead in our transgressions,
是你叫我们与基督一同活过来。
You have made us alive together with Christ.
也叫我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And we are seated with Christ in the heavens.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们求你把这些话更深的启示在我们的心中。
We ask that you would continue to reveal your word in our hearts.
我们真像保罗一样祷告说，但愿你把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Just like Paul prayed, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真认识你。
That we might truly know you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
我们已经说过，保罗蒙恩得救的时候，他第一个看见的乃是复活升天的主。
We mentioned already that when Paul was first saved, he first saw the ascended Christ.
虽然他外面的眼睛被强烈的光照瞎了。
Even though his outward eyes, physical eyes, were blinded by the light.
但是保罗的里面的眼睛开启。
But his inner eyes were opened.
所以在大马色路上，保罗就遇见了升天的主。
So on the road to Damascus, Paul met the ascended Christ.
保罗是如此，我们也是如此。
Likewise with us, the same with Paul.
我们每一个人重生那一刹那。
At that moment in time when we were saved.
我们都是遇见了那位。升天的主。
We all met the ascended Lord.
所以我们可以说，我们的经历是从那个看见乃我们的经历乃是与主相遇那个时候开始的。
So we can say that our experience began at the moment we met our Lord.
事实上，保罗遇见的乃是升天的主。
In reality, Paul did meet the ascended Lord.
为着初信的弟兄姊妹。
So for newly saved.
为着年轻的弟兄姊妹。
For the young brothers.
我想在这一点上，我再多说一点。
I want to explain a little further.
因为很多人只知道自己得救了，蒙恩了。
Because many people just know that they have been saved.
但事实上，我们知道圣经有一个很重要的真理，就是重生的真理。
But in reality, the Bible has a truth, and that is the truth of rebirth.
我们知道我们重生乃是从圣灵生。
When we are reborn, we are reborn of the Spirit.
也是从上头生。
And we are born from above.
但是这个里面有很多很多的故事。
But within this, there are many stories.
那我首先提醒弟兄姊妹。
I want to remind brothers and sisters.
当我们读新约圣经。读到四福音的时候
When we read the New Testament, especially the four Gospels,
你记不记得我们的主曾经医治了一个生来就是瞎眼的
Do you remember our Lord once healed one who was blind from birth?
结果那些法利赛人、赛人非常的紧张
And the Pharisees were quite nervous.
那我想我们中国人因为不大知道当时的犹太的背景
And maybe because we Chinese do not know the Jewish background
所以我们读那段圣经的感觉并不是很重
So maybe we were not influenced that much by it
我们就不我有的时候我们就很稀奇为什么法利赛人是那么紧张呢
We might ask why are the Pharisees so nervous
他们一定要知道到底他是不是生来是瞎眼的
They wanted to know was he indeed born blind
然后去问这个瞎眼的
And they asked the blind
那么也去问那个瞎眼的父母的
And they asked asked the mother of the blind.
那为什么这些法利赛人那么紧张？
Why were these Pharisees so anxious?
你知道这个背后有很重要的原因。
In the background, there is a meaning, a reason.
你知道我们的主医治了一个生来是瞎眼的，是不得了的一件事情。
It is an amazing thing that the Lord actually healed a blind that was born.
在历史上是非常非常重要的一件事情。
In history, it's very important.
你我如果读旧约的话，
If you and I read the Old Testament,
旧约里面有很多的神迹。
There are many miracles in the Old Testament.
过红海就是个神迹。
Crossing the Red Sea is a
miracle. 有死人复活的神迹。
The death and resurrection.
你看见如果就是你看见如果读旧约很多很多的神迹。
There are many miracles.
但有一个神迹是没有的。
But there is one miracle that does not exist.
你把旧约直过来读，横过来读，你都读不出来的。
No matter how you read the Old Testament.
你就知道说那个这个只一个神迹你看见旧约是没有的
You will not find one miracle
那个就是小瞎眼的能够眼睛得到看
And that miracle is that the blind would see
那旧约有没有这个预言有这个预言
Is there this prophecy in the Old Testament? Yes
不错这个是不错的
That's true
但什么时候一个瞎眼的眼睛能够得出开启呢
But when would a blind's eyes see?
那就是等到弥赛亚来的时候
And that is when the Messiah arrives
你看见以色列人他们一直等候希望弥赛亚能来
The people of Israel were waiting for the Messiah
他们就像当初保罗一样他们不觉得主耶不相信主耶稣就是那个弥赛亚
They were just like Paul They didn't think Jesus was the Messiah
所以直到今天他们还是等候那个弥赛亚
So even until today they are waiting for the Messiah
根据旧约的预言
According to the Old Testament prophecy When the Messiah arrives,
你看见弥赛亚做一件空前从来没有做过的事。
The Messiah will do something that was never done before.
就是叫人的眼睛，生来瞎眼的，现在眼睛能看见。
That is, the eyes that were born blind can now see.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
你看见当我们的主医治了那个生来是瞎眼的。
When our Lord healed the blind that was born, the blind man.
这提醒我们什么？
What does it remind us?
这就是告诉我们说，我们的主就是基督。
It reminds us that our Lord is the Christ.
我们的主就是犹太以色列人所等候的弥赛亚。
He is that one that the Jews are waiting for, the Messiah.
现在弥赛亚基督已经来到他们的中间。
So the Messiah, the Christ, has arrived amongst them.
他开了他们的眼睛。
He has opened their eyes.
结果这些人不相信。
But they don't believe.
他们觉得不可能。
They thought it's impossible.
因为他们不相信主耶稣是弥赛亚。
Because they did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah.
所以他们认为说这个一定不是真的。
So they said this is not true.
所以当你读到那个这个瞎眼的故事的时候。
So when you read the story of the blind.
我想我们很清楚的。为什么法利赛人是那么紧张
We are then clear why the Pharisees were so nervous and anxious.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这非常重要。
This is very important.
这个意思是什么呢
What is the purpose behind this?
弟兄姊妹我们都是生来是瞎眼的。
We were all born blind.
亚当当他吃那个知识善恶树的那一天
The day that Adam ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge and evil.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
The Lord said, the day you eat it, you shall die.
God said that.
God said it.
结果我们知道说亚当吃的那一天他还活了继续活了九百多岁。
But actually after Adam ate of that fruit, he still lived for over 900 years.
但是神说你吃的日子必定死就是必定死。
But God said that as soon as you eat of that fruit, the day you eat that fruit, you shall die, you
shall die. 虽然亚当的身体还活了九百年。
Even though Adam's body still lived for 900 years.
虽然他的思想情感意志还很活泼了大概几百年。
Even though his emotions, his will, his mind was still a couple hundred years.
但是就在他吃善恶树果子那一天。
But the day he ate of that fruit,
他就我们知道说神说他就死了
God said that he would die
什么地方死了呢
Where did he die
不是他的身体
Not his body
也不是他的魂
And not his soul
乃是他的灵
But his spirit
我们知道火身体是感觉就物质的器官
We know that the body touches the material things around us
我们知道我们的魂是感觉我们自己存在的
And our soul feels that our existence
我们的灵乃是与神交通的器官
And our spirit is the channel for us to have fellowship with our Lord
所以吃的那一天我们的灵就死了
So the day he ate of that fruit, our spirit died
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
亚当的眼睛开起来了
Adam's eyes were open.
他发现自己是赤身露体的。
He noticed that he was naked.
现在他开始 self-conscious, 他开始感觉到自己。
So now he was self-conscious of himself.
弟兄姊妹，你看见有一个眼睛打开了。
There is a pair of eyes open.
本来好像糊里糊涂、混混噩噩的，本来好像不是清楚的。
Before it was very blurry.
现在他感觉到，他感觉到赤身露体的。
Now he notices that he is naked.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
但是同时。
At the same time,
他里面的眼睛就是那个圣灵，这个灵，那个里面的灵，里面的灵，里面的眼睛就瞎掉了。
His inner eyes became blind.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们所有从亚当生的人
，all of us born of Adam，
我们这些亚当的族类
，we who are the descendants of Adam，
每一个人我们生下来都是瞎眼。
All of us are born blind.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that?
那么现在谁能开我们的眼睛
？Who then can open our eyes?
为什么我们今天能看见呢
？Why can we see today?
从前是瞎眼的。
Before we were blind.
现在我们看见了。
Now we see.
你知道保罗自从在大马色路上遇见主以后
，Ever since Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus,
他要做一个见证。
He wanted to testify.
从前他是瞎眼的。
Before he was blind.
现在他看见了。
Now he sees.
弟兄姊妹，我们也是一样。
The same with us.
从前瞎眼的，现在我们看见了。
Before we were blind, now we see.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and
sisters, 我们的眼睛怎么开启的
？How are our eyes open?
我们怎么看见的
？How can we see?
所以你看见和主的升天发生非常大的关系。
It is very related to the ascension of our Lord.
如果主不升天的话
，If our Lord did not ascend,
我们眼睛永远是瞎的。
Then our eyes will forever be blind.
那当我们来看这一点以前
，Before we see this point,
让我先说一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个故事说是有一个很青年。很一个年轻人非常英俊的。
There was a very handsome young man.
他好像白马王子一样。
He was like Prince Charming.
那有一天他就到一个很深的山谷里面。
He actually went down into a very deep cave.
到了
a deep valley. He went to a deep valley.
在那个山谷里面有一个村子。
And in that valley there was a
village. 结果这个村子里面住的通通是瞎子。
And in this village there were all blind people.
全部是瞎子。
All the people that lived there were blind.
结果这个年轻英俊的白马王子就爱上了其中的一个女子。
Then this handsome young man fell in love with a girl there.
结果当然他们要走到地坛那一段。
And then they were going to walk towards the matrimony.
等到他向她求婚的时候。
So before he asked her hand in marriage.
那么这个女孩子有一个条件。
This girl had a condition.
因为在这个所有这个村子里面，大家都是瞎子。
Because everybody in this village was blind.
只有她的眼睛是开的。
Only his eyes were open.
所以所有人都正常的，只有这个人是怪物。
So everybody in that village was normal, only he was abnormal.
她不能够嫁给一个不正常的人。
So she could not marry to an abnormal person.
所以如果你要嫁给我的话
，So if you want to marry me,
有一个条件
，one condition,
你的两个眼睛一定要挖出来。
You have to take out both of your eyes.
你要像我们一样的瞎眼，我就嫁给你了。
You have to be just like us, blind, then I will marry you.
所以那天晚上，这个少年在那挣扎，到底我要不要把眼睛拿下来呢
？At that night, that young man was debating, should I take out my eyes or not?
想了一个。晚上
，He thought of it overnight.
他就不告而别，就离开了那个村子，就到回到山上，回到地上来了。
And without a word, he left the village.
这是很动人的故事。
It's a very touching story.
但这个故事不够伟大。
But this is not a very great story.
你看见，如果这个故事伟大的话
，If it were a grand story,
那就是说这个他愿意把两个眼睛挖出来。
That means that that young man would have taken out his two eyes.
但是不是这个故事。
But no, that was not the result.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
让我告诉你宇宙中一个真实的故事。
Let me tell you a true story in the universe.
那个故事是千真万确。
This is an accurate true story.
你记得两千年当我们主道成肉身的时候
？Do you remember 2,000 years ago when our Lord became flesh?
事实上，他进到一个深谷，一个 valley.
He had gone into a deep valley.
我们在这个 valley 里面没有一个人眼睛是不瞎的。
And in this valley, not a single one of us did not have blind eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们的主来到地上
，when our Lord came to this earth,
就好像那个白马王子
，just like that Prince Charming,
他是个完全的人
，he is a perfect man.
只有他是完全的
，only he was perfect.
我们都是瞎眼
，we were all blind.
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brothers and sisters,
我们的主来到地上
，when our Lord came to this earth,
他不像那个白马王子
，he was not like that Prince Charming.
他的确是爱我们
，he indeed loved us.
因着爱我们的缘故
，and because he loved us,
他要做。 一件事。
He had to do something.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
他为着要爱我们这些人。
To love us.
所以怎么办呢？
What did he do?
我们生来就是瞎眼的。
We were born blind.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
他为我们挂在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross for us.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们没有一个人，我们没有一个眼睛是张开的。
Not one of us had our eyes open.
只有我们的主是张开的。
Only our Lord had his eyes open.
他一直在父神笑容里面过生活。
He was always living before the smiling face of his Father.
他从来没有离开过父神。
He never had left the Father.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们说主来为我们死是因为我们罪的缘故。
So many times we say the Lord came to die for us because of our sin.
一点都不错。
That is true.
但是比这个还要多。
But even more.
你知道主今天为什么为我们钉在十字架上？
Why does the Lord nail to the cross for us?
因为他要开我们的眼睛。
Because he wants to open our eyes.
他怎么开我们的眼睛？
How does he open our eyes?
是不是像犹太人所想象的，他就来了，他就开了我们的眼睛？
Is it like the Jewish people think that as soon as he came, our eyes would be open?
不是的。
No.
他为着要开我们的眼睛。
For our sake, to open the eyes.
他为着爱我们的缘故。
Because he loved us.
他必须为我们钉在十字架。
He had to be nailed to the cross.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当到中午十二点的时候。
At noontime,
我们听见有一个声音说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
We heard a voice saying, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
因着所有你的罪，我的罪，压在主耶稣的身上。
Your sin, my sin, were oppressing, suppressing our Lord, all upon him.
父神看见他的儿子的。
And when the Father saw his Son,
我们所有的罪都归在他身上。
All of our sins were upon him.
所以神就掩面不看他的儿子。
So our Lord should not face him at all, turned away from him.
弟兄姊妹，就在那个时候。
And at that time,
他说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
当他头三个钟头的时候。
In the first 3 hours.
虽然他受尽许多的痛苦。
Even though he was going through much pain.
在苦难的里面。
Even through the suffering.
他能看见父神的笑容。
He could see the smiling face of the Father.
那个主人的笑容，父神的笑容，能让他经过所有的痛苦。
The smiling face of the Father enabled him to go through
suffering. 所有的苦难算不得苦难。
Suffering was not suffering.
只要他的眼睛能看见父神的笑容。
As long as he could see the smiling face of the Father.
弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
因着为着完成赎罪的工作。
To be able to complete the work of redemption.
他站在你和我的地位上。
He stood in your and my position.
他本来与父神的交通从来没有间断过的。
The fellowship that he had with the Father.Had never been broken before.
但是就在那一刹那，很短很短的一刹那。
But at that moment in time,
当我们的主为我们完成赎罪功夫的时候
，When he did the work of redemption,
你看你就在那一刹那
，At that moment,
神掩面不看他。
The Father turned his face away.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们的主忽然看不见天父的脸。
Suddenly, our Lord could not see the Father's face.
什么叫做看？什么叫做眼睛明亮
？What does it mean to have illuminated eyes?
什么时候我们看见父神的脸，眼睛就是明亮的
？Our eyes are illuminated when we see the Father's face.
是我们看不见，好像我们又是瞎的。
When we don't see his face, it's as if we're blind.
天堂是天堂，因为神在那里。
Heaven is heaven because God is there.
地狱是地狱，因为神不在那里。
Hell is hell because God is not there.
当我们的主说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
When our Lord said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
那个痛苦是分离的痛苦。
That pain was a pain of separation.
那个痛苦是地狱的痛苦。
That pain was a pain of hell.
我们的主从来不瞎眼，他不可能瞎眼。
Our Lord was never blind. It's impossible.
为着你和我的缘故。
But for you and for me.
就在那一刹那。
At that moment in time.
你看他看不什么都看不清楚了。
He couldn't see anything.
他为什么什么都看不清楚
？Why couldn't see anything?
就好像他说我渴了。
It's like when he said I thirst.
他为什么说我渴了
？Why did he say I thirst?
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
因为他曾经对撒玛利亚妇人说。
Because he spoke before to the Samaritan woman.
你凡喝了这水的，还要再渴。
If you drink of this water, you will still thirst.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在怎么可能他不渴呢
？So how could he not be thirsty?
我们的主必须在十字架上渴了。
Our Lord had to thirst on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
为着要开我们的眼睛
，to open our eyes.
为着我们叫我们一生下来，我们就看见荣耀的基督。
So that we can, as soon as we're born, we can see the glorious Christ.
你看见吗？我们的主在十字架上
，on the cross, our Lord.
不光为着我们的罪
，not only for our sin,
but to open our eyes. 所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他说我的神我的神你为什么离弃我
He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故
For this reason,
他为我们完成了赎罪的工作
He has done the work of atonement.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
他也从死里复活
And he raised from the dead.
那不光如此
Not only that.
圣经告诉我们他升到荣耀里面去
He has also entered into glory.
现在听彼得怎么说
And what did Peter say?
你们所钉十字架的主耶稣
The one who you have crucified.
神已经立他为主为基督
God has made him the Lord and Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
换一句话说神已经立他为弥赛亚为主
He has already made him the Christ, the Messiah.
你不需要等到将来千禧年的时候
You don't have to wait for the millennium.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
就在主升天那个时候
When he was ascended to heaven.
你看见他已经登上宝座了
He was already enthroned.
不错
True.
当到千禧年的时候
In the millennium,
你看见我们的主要在耶路撒冷登上宝座
Our Lord will sit on the throne in Jerusalem.
那是没有错的
That is no doubt.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
我愿意告诉你这个好的消息
I want to tell you a good news.
你不需要等到那个时候
You don't have to wait until then.
为什么我们今天能得救的缘故
That is why we are saved today.
因为他已经被父神高举右手高举
Because he is exalted at the right hand of the Father.
他立他为主为基督
He has made him our Lord and the Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他已经是基督
He is already Christ.
只有基督能够叫眼睛得开。
Only Christ can enable our eyes to be opened.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他为了叫我们眼睛得开。
So that our eyes could be opened.
他所付上的代价那是他整个的生命。
The price that he paid was his life.
为着你和我把为我们钉在十字架上。
For you and for I, he went and nailed to the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters, 现在你看见吗
Now do you see?
现在他能开我们的眼睛。
Now he can open our eyes.
他怎么开我们的眼睛
How does he open our eyes?
不要忘记
Don't forget.
他回到天上去是和我们有益处的。
When he returned to heaven, it was advantageous for us.
他不升到天上去。
If he did not go to heaven,
保惠师就不来。
The comforter would not be here.
圣灵就不来。
The Holy Spirit would not arrive.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
因为他升天了。
Because he went to heaven.
他的确就是基督。
He is the Christ.
他要开我们的眼睛。
He will open our eyes.
现在怎么开呢
？How does he open it?
你看，圣灵就降下来了。
The Holy Spirit comes down.
那么圣主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Jesus say?
很多时候你们不见我。
Said in a short time you'll not see me.
再不多时候你们还要见我。
And in another short time you will see me.
为什么不再见我呢
？Why not see me?
因为主升到天上去。
Because our Lord has ascended to heaven.
为什么再见我呢
？How do you see me?
因为他在圣灵里面来了。
Because he descends in the form of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里来那位基督乃是升天的基督。
The Christ that arrives in the Holy Spirit is the same ascended one.
他就是弥赛亚。
He is the Messiah.
他能开我们的眼睛。
He can open our eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫重生呢
？What does it be reborn?
重生就是圣灵。当我们相信主耶稣的时候
Reborn means when we believe in the Lord Jesus
你看圣灵就点活了我们的灵
The Holy Spirit enlightens it puts on flames our spirit
我们的灵好像眼睛看不见一样
Our spirit was as if it were blind
现在圣灵的灵现在圣灵点活了我们的灵
And the Holy Spirit ignites our spirit
所以我们就与基督一同活过来了
Then we revive with our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们各个眼睛都明亮。
Then our eyes are illuminated.
你看这是宇宙中最伟大爱的故事。
This is the greatest story of love in the world.
你看见我们的主在十字架上真的把两个眼睛拿下来了。
On the cross, our Lord took out his both of his eyes.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他升到天上。
When he ascended to heaven.
现在他能开我们每个人的眼睛。
Now he can open all of our eyes.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
所有在这个山谷里面每一个瞎子眼睛都能得到开。
All those in the valley, all those eyes are opened.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
保罗没有得救以前就是个瞎眼的人
Before Paul was saved, he was blind.
他是个伟大瞎眼的人
He was a great blind man.
他是个非常有学问的一个瞎眼的人
He was a very educated blind man.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
他仍旧是个瞎眼的人
Yet he was still blind.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
就在往大马色的路上
On the road to Damascus.
弟兄姊妹感谢主
Thank the Lord.
他从上头生，也从圣灵生。
He was born from above and born from the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当他眼睛开启的时候
，When his eyes were open，
弟兄姊妹，你第一个遇见的
，The first thing he saw，
乃是升天的主。
Was the ascended Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们蒙恩得救的故事。
This is the story of our salvation.
所以如果我们蒙恩得救了
If we are saved,
如果我们重生了
If we are reborn,
你不要说我们不大懂得什么叫升天。
Don't say you don't understand what ascension is.
也许你不懂得
Maybe you don't understand.
但是你里面知道
what you know inside.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see?
一个小孩子刚刚看见妈妈脸，他不大懂得。
When an infant first sees his mother's face, he doesn't know, it doesn't understand.
他看到妈妈脸上皱纹，他不知道什么意思。
It doesn't understand the wrinkles on the mother's face.
但是不管怎么样，他知道那，他从他的生命里面，他知道这是妈妈。
But in its life, it knows that it's his mother.
等到慢慢长大了，他慢慢才懂得过来。
As the infant grows, then it will understand.
所以我再说，弟兄姊妹。
I say again, thank the Lord.
关于认识基督
in terms of knowing Christ,
我们没有一个人可以说我们什么都不知道的。
Nobody can say we know nothing.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers.
我们的经历是从那里开始。
Our experience begins there.
因为圣灵叫点活了我们的灵。
The Holy Spirit has ignited our spirit.
我们就从圣灵就相生下来了。
So we are born of the Spirit.
我们就重生了。
And we are reborn.
我们就从上头生了。
And we are born from above.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看这个是多么重要。
This is so important.
这是我们的开始。
This is our beginning.
如果你没有重生，
if you have not been born again,
你就是拿十个神学博士，你还不懂得什么叫基督升天。
You can bring 10 PhD theologians who have PhDs and they will still not teach you what it is.
你今天读神学的书，
if you ever read theological books,
很多的书都是讲到升天。
Many books speak of ascension.
很多人要明白升天是从书本上得来的。
Many people understand ascension through books.
弟兄姊妹，你看见每一个人，保罗包括我们在里面，每一个人都认识升天。
Everyone, whether it be Paul or us, knows what ascension is.
因为我们根本就是从上头生的。
Because we were born from above.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见我们从这里开始的。
So we begin here.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见保罗是从那里开始的。
That is where Paul began.
但是现在。
But now,
保罗需要一生来经历他所遇见的。
Paul has to experience throughout his life what he met.
弟兄姊妹，现在他需要神的话。
Now he needs God's word.
他是看见了。
He did see.
他不知道，他不知道怎么解释。
But he doesn't know how to explain it.
他看见了。
He did see.
别人看不见。
Other people didn't.
你怎么叫别人也看见你所看见的？
How do you let other people see what you see?
你根本不可能。
It's impossible.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看神的话是非常重要。
God's word is very important.
刚开始的时候我们是看见了。
At the very beginning we did
see. 但是蒙恩得救以后。
But after we're saved.
神把他的话给我们。
God gave us his word.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这句话就会解释我们当初所看见。
And these words will explain what we saw.
我们要记得，
Let us remember,
你一开始就看见了。
At the very beginning, you saw.
你不会解释就是。
But you just don't know how to explain.
所以你需要主的话。
Therefore, you need God's word.
保罗也这样。
The same with Paul.
你记不记得在大马色的路上？
Do you remember on the road to Damascus?
保罗不光遇见升天的基督。
Not only did Paul meet the ascended Christ.
保罗也看见教会就是基督的身体。
Paul also saw that the church was the body of Christ.
怎么知道呢？
How do you know that?
因为主告诉他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Because the Lord said, I am Jesus who you persecute.
这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
主耶稣已经钉十字架了。
Jesus already was crucified.
如果说现在他得了荣耀的话，
But if he's been glorified today,
我只是逼迫那些相信主耶稣的人。
I am only persecuting those who believe in Jesus.
我怎么样都不可能逼迫到天上。
How could I be persecuting something in heaven?
但是弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
你看见慢慢慢慢光就让保罗看见了。
Slowly the light is now enabled Paul to see.
原来与头在天上，他的身体却是在地上。
The head is in heaven and the body is on earth.
你打我的身体，你就是打我。
If you hit my body, you hit me.
所以主说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
So therefore the Lord said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
弟兄姊妹，你看见那个异象，
you see that
的确在大马色路上看见的。
You see that vision on the road to Damascus.
但是有他自己看见。
But only he saw.
现在需要神的话在他里面解释。
Now you need the word of God to explain it.
所以你看见需要一生来明白他所看见的。
So he needs his whole life to understand what he saw.
那现在他们怎么明白这些事呢？
How does he understand this?
你看见乃是借着神所给他的话。
It is according to the word that he received.
所以你看见保罗33年就是要经历什么叫做基督升天。
So Paul in his 33 years of life was to learn what meant
ascension. 等到慢慢慢慢他的话越来越丰富，越来越丰富以后，
As the word became more abundant.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所以等到以弗所书的时候，
When he arrived in Ephesians.
现在不光他看见了，
Not only did he see.
现在我们也可以看见，
Then we also can see.
因为保罗是把他所看见让我们也能看见，
Because Paul gave what he saw to us. So we can see.
保罗在以弗所书所看见的，
What Paul saw in Ephesians.
就是在 大马色路上所看见。
It's what he saw on the road to Damascus.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see this?
这是非常重要。
This is very important.
所以我们不能没有主的话。
We cannot not have God's word.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们不能够懒惰。
Young people, don't be lazy.
如果你们要更多的认识基督，
If you want to know Christ more,
你永远不可能离开神的话。
Forever, you can never leave God's word.
只有主的话在你里面丰富起来了。
Only when God's word is abundant in you.
我不是光指着外面的话 ，logos 来说。
I'm not only speaking of outward word, the logos.
我是说里面生命的话来说的。
I'm speaking of the word of life.
你知道为什么有这些话呢
？Why are there these words?
不是叫你做神学家。
It's not for you to be a theologian.
不是叫你叫神学教授。
Or be a Bible teacher.
不是弟兄姊妹。
No.
这和我们的认识很有关系。
It has to do with our knowing.
你没有神的话，你不可能认识主。
Without God's word, you cannot know the Lord.
你看见没有错。
You might have some seeing.
那是圣灵的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你看圣经要神要借着他的话，让我们更清楚那幅图画。
God wants to use His word to make that picture even more clear.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看神就对保罗说话。
God spoke to Paul.
保罗不光对他说话。
Not only did he speak to Paul.
然后你看这些话也到了我们的手里。
And these words arrived in our hands.
这就是保罗所写的十三封书信。
These are the epistles that Paul wrote, the 13 epistles.
所以我们看他写了第一组的书信。
We see the first set of books.
那就是帖撒罗尼迦前书、帖撒罗尼迦后书。
First and Second Thessalonians.
五年以后
，After five years，
他写了罗马书、加拉太书、临前和临后。
Then he wrote Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians。
再五年以后
，After another five years，
他在监狱里面写了以弗所书、哥罗西书、腓立比书跟腓利门书。
In prison, he wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon。
到他要寻道的时候
，And right before his martyr，
在以前
，Right before，
他写了提摩太前书、提多书还有提摩太后书。
He wrote First and Second Timothy and Titus。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是神对保罗所说的话。
These are the words。That God spoke to Paul.
这是保罗从神那里所得着的。
Those are the words that Paul. That is the revelation that Paul received.
这就是保罗所认识的基督。
This is the Paul. This is the Christ that Paul knew.
他怎么认识基督的死、基督的复活和基督的升天
？How did he know the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当你读保罗书信的时候
，when you read his epistles，
你不要光注意细节。
Don't look at the specifics.
神所以把这些话给保罗。
Paul, God gave Paul these words.
是让保罗。保罗对基督有认识
，so that Paul could know Christ.
但是那个认识还是根据他当初所看见的。
But that knowing is still based on what he saw before.
因为第一天他就看见了升天的基督。
Because the first day he saw the ascended Christ.
然后升天的基督要把他带回到两千年以前。
And the ascended Christ will take him back 2,000 years.
带回到历史里面去。
Take him into history.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
现在需要保罗的一生。
Now we need Paul's whole life.
你看见从蒙恩得救开始。
Ever since his salvation.
升天基督的升天对保罗是个经历。
The ascension of Christ is Paul's experience.
保罗有一个主观的经历。
Paul has a subjective experience.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见说复活、基督的死、基督的复活和升天，它不能光是客观的。
The death, resurrection, ascension of our Lord can't just be objective.
你看见那个通通在那个经历里面。
It's all in the experience.
因为通通在那个经历里面。
And because it's all in that experience.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在需要神的话来。讲的你要给我们看得更清楚。
We then need God's word to make it even more clear.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
当你读这四组书信的时候。
When you read these four sets of books.
那现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
到底这个四组书信保罗告诉我们什么呢
？What does Paul tell us in these four sets of books?
所以很简单的。
Very simple.
头一组书信。
The first set.
乃是序。
That is the prologue.
等到最后一组的书信。
And the last set.
那是把。
Is the epilogue.
那现在你看最中心的启示乃在中间的两组的书信里面。
And the two sets in the middle have the greatest revelation.
那弟兄姊妹，你记不记得保罗怎么说
？Do you remember what Paul said?
他说，我不知道别的。
He says, I know nothing else.
我只知道基督并他钉十字架。
I just know Christ and Christ crucified.
就是这一句话。
It is those words.
给我们看见第二组书信、第三组书信讲些什么。
It explains what the second set and the third set of books say.
第二组书信给我们看见十字架。
The second set of books shows us the cross.
第三组书信给我们看见复活和升天的基督。
The third set shows us resurrection and the ascended Christ.
所以一面是十字架，一面是基督。
On one hand the cross, on the other hand Christ.
讲到十字架，讲到基督的死。
When you speak of the cross, you speak of Christ's death.
讲到基督，不光指他复活的一面，也讲到了升天的一面。
But when you speak of Christ, you not only speak of resurrection, but also ascension.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
保罗不知道别的。
Paul knew nothing.
你不要告诉他别的。
He didn't know anything else. 他什么都不知道。He did not know anything else.
他知道基督并他钉十字架。
Only Christ crucified.
那他怎么知道的？
How does he know that?
你读他的书信就很清楚。
It'll be clear if you read his epistles.
你读罗马书，你读加拉太书，你读临前临后。
If you read Romans, If you read Romans, Galatians, 1 and 2 Corinthians,
你就知道说到底基督是怎么死的。
Then you will know how our Lord died.
他死有什么样的方面。
How the, what things happened when he died.
就像我们弟兄所说的一样。
Just like our brother said.
所以当在这四封书信里面。
In this through four sets of books.
你看见主的死不光解决了罪的问题。
His death not only solved the problem of sin.
也不光解决了肉体的问题。
Not only solved the problem of the flesh.
解决了世界的问题。
The problem of the world.
也解决了自己的。
But also of self.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当你读这四封书信的时候
when you read these four epistles,
你看见保罗一面有经历
on one hand Paul has experience,
但是一面他也有更深的认识
but on the other hand he's a deeper knowledge,
但是不要忘记
don't forget,
所有一切都根据于主所给他看见
all of it was based on what he had seen before,
所以弟兄姊妹他就把他的启示就告诉我们
so he gave us his revelation,
那么等到写这个第三组书信的时候
so when he wrote the third set of books,
他在罗马
He was in a Roman prison.
那这个时候，他给我们，让我们认识什么？什么？让我们认识基督。
Then he let us know Christ.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
一面保罗需要话。
On one hand, Paul needed the word.
另一面，圣灵安排许多的事临到保罗。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit enabled so many things to happen in his life.
他学了许多的功课。
He learned many lessons.
圣灵让他经过许多的事情。
The Holy Spirit allowed him to go through many things.
互相效力
All things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得到益处
For those who love him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故
For this reason.
你看慢慢慢慢的
Slowly.
你看见主的目的是叫他更多的认识升天的基督
The purpose of our Lord was for him to know even more the ascended Christ.
他不光是复活的基督
Not only was he a resurrected Christ.
也是升天的基督
But an ascended Christ.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹
I'll say it again.
基督的死基督的复活和基督的升天
The death, resurrection, and ascension of our Christ.
这个认识不光是客观的
This knowledge is not only objective.
更要紧是主观的
More importantly, it's subjective.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
有客观的真理
There's the objective truth.
但是一定有主配上主观的经历
But it's all Always matched up with subjective experience. Ever since Paul was saved, these two things were together.
所以一直如果我们跟随主的话
If we are to follow the Lord,
你看一面有客观的真理
On one hand, the objective truth.
但另一面有主观的经历
The other hand, subjective experience.
当圣灵安排许多的环境
When the Holy Spirit made several things happen.
圣灵也借着环境来对他说话
And through the environment, he spoke.
借着话来解释他的环境
And through the word, he explained the environment.
弟兄姊妹
Sisters,
慢慢慢慢，他的眼睛就开启。
Slowly his eyes were opened.
慢慢的，他能告诉我们他所认识的基督是怎样的基督。
Slowly he could show us who this Christ that he knew was.
许多时候我们羡慕保罗的启示。
Many times we admire his revelation.
但是我们的经历差得非常非常的远。
But our experience is so far behind.
所以我们不配讲保罗的启示。
So we are not worthy of speaking of Paul's revelation.
我们实在是跟不上。
We cannot keep up with it.
所以如果我们真的看见圣灵在保罗身上怎么做
If we are to see what the Holy Spirit did in Paul's life,
让他更认识升天的基督
enabled him to see the ascended Christ.
你看见不只圣灵生了保罗
Not only did the Holy Spirit birth Paul,
现在圣灵也借着十字架在保罗身上来雕刻保罗
But the Holy Spirit through the cross is also working in Paul's life.
弟兄姊妹，现在慢慢慢慢的还需要一生来经历那个升天的基督
Throughout his whole life, he needed to experience this.
大家都知道
Everybody knows.
当他写罗马书，写哥罗写这个加拉太书临前临后的
When he wrote Romans, Galatians, 1 and 2 Corinthians
可以说是保罗一生最高峰的时候
You could say that it was the apex of his life
我们可以说他生命到了高峰
His life reached the apex
我们可以说用处到了高峰
His usefulness was at its apex
你看他出去环游步道
He went out as a missionary journey
不光第一次第二次第三次
Not only the first but second and third missionary journey
有人计算过的
Some people have made an account
他大概走过了半个整个的小亚细亚还有半个欧洲
They have he had gone through all of Asia Minor and half of Europe.
他所走过的路程
all the places he walked,
大概是今天就地球赤道的一半
You could say that's probably half the circumference of this earth.
所以保罗一说就为了基督到处行走，你看他所走的大概是整个赤道的一半。
It is probably half of the circumference of this world.
你看见保罗实在是结果累累。
Paul indeed labored much.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的神应该多得几个保罗。
Our Lord needs many more Pauls.
弟兄姊妹，这样的保罗一个都不够的。
One Paul is not enough.
应该十个这样的保罗。
We need 10 Pauls.
应该一百个这样的保罗。
Maybe 100 Pauls.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
当保罗写罗马书写加拉太书写临前临后的时候
，When Paul wrote Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians，
我们要说他的启示到了最高峰。
We have to say his revelation reached an apex.
你记不记得对以弗所长老怎么说
？Do you remember what he's told the elders in Ephesus？
他说：“凡是神的旨意，我们有一样避讳不传给你们。
”He says, "As according to what God's will is, I have not kept anything from you."
所以这四卷书应该是包含所有神的旨意。
So these four epistles should encompass all of God's will.
所以保罗自己以为他到了高峰了。
So the Paul thought that he reached his apex.
我们也认为他到了高峰了。
And we also thought he did.
他的生命也到了高峰。
His life has reached the apex.
好像到了黑门山一样。
It's as if it reached Mount Hermon.
他的用处也到了高峰了。
His usefulness is at its all-time high.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
这个地方已经没有再可以传的地方了。
He says there's no other place where I can preach.
所以他说他要到罗马去。
So he said I'm going to Rome.
你知道除了保罗之外
，aside from Paul，
还有一个人说了类似的话。
Somebody else spoke the similar word.
谁说了类似的话呢
？Who spoke that similar word？
那是亚历山大大帝说的。
That was Alexander the Great.
当他征服了全世界以后
，After he had conquered the entire world，
他在帐篷里面哭起来了。
He was crying in his tent.
那别人将军就问他，你为什么哭呢
？His general asked him, "Why are you crying?"
他说，因为从此以后我再也没有世界可以征服了。
And he said, "Because from now on, I no longer have any land to conquer."
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you see?
只有奥古，只有这个亚历山大说过这个话。
Only Alexander the Great spoke these words.
但是保罗说过同样的话。
But Paul spoke the same words.
他为着基督要征服全世界。
For Christ, he wanted to conquer the whole world.
但是在马其顿的那一带。
But in Macedonia region.
他说我已经没有地方可以再传福音了。
He said, "There's no more other place I can speak."
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
因此这个缘故。
For this reason.
他要到罗马去。
He had to go to Rome.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见就是他的用处来说。
For in terms of his usefulness.
就是神借使用他来说。
In terms of the Lord using him.
他可以说已经爬到高峰了。
He has reached the highest he reached.
他已经好像登到了到了变化山上。
It's as if he's on the Mount of Transfiguration.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就在他日正当中，太阳正在中央的时候。
Right when the sun was at its highest.
我们不明白。
We don't understand.
他说我要到罗马去。
He said I'm going to Rome.
神听他的祷告。
The Lord listened to his prayer.
他是到了罗马。
He did go to Rome.
他对罗马的圣徒怎么说
？What did he tell the saints in Rome?
他说我希望欢欢喜喜到你们那里。
He said, "I want to joyfully come to your midst."
他到罗马去这件事。
And the going to Rome, this matter.
一面神听他的祷告。
On one hand, God answered his prayer.
一面神不听他的祷告。
But on the other hand, God did not.
听他的祷告。
He answered his prayer.
他到了罗马。
He went to Rome.
没有听他的祷告。
But he did not answer his prayer.
他不是欢欢喜喜去。
He was not going joyfully.
他带着锁链去。
He was going in chains.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
他没有想到。
He never thought。
你如果读罗马书的
，If you read Romans，
在他的计划里面
，In all his planning，
在他的 schedule 里面
，In all the schedule，
你看见有西班牙
，There's Spain，
你看有罗马
，There's Rome。
弟兄姊妹，他以为说他要欢欢喜喜到罗马。
He thought that he would joyfully go to Rome。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
保罗不是为着观光去罗马的。
Paul did not go there as a tourist。
因为保罗知道主的话告诉我们。
Because the word of God says,
这个福音一定要送到地极。
This gospel will be preached to the end of the world.
那个时候你把福音送到罗马就送到地极。
If you preach the gospel at that time to Rome, that was the end of the world.
所以保罗为着自己一无所求。
So for Paul forsook everything.
他为着基督要赢得全世界。
For Christ, he wanted to gain the whole world.
他为着这个缘故他要到罗马去。
For this reason, he wanted to go to Rome.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神听着他祷告。
God listened to his prayer.
因为这个心愿就是神的心愿。
So because that desire was God's desire.
但是神的道路永远高过我们。
But God's ways are always above our ways.
好像晴天霹雳，本来是大太阳天，忽然下起雨来。
Before it was a bright shining day, then it downpour
rain. 保罗一生最有用的时候。
When Paul was the most useful.
现在你看见他带了锁链。
Now he was chained.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以保罗一再说到我的锁链。
He kept saying my chains.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你看见保罗是一个活泼的保罗。
Paul was a lively Paul.
他可以到处传福音。
He could preach the gospel anywhere.
他无论到哪里，不知道有多少人归向他。
No matter where he went, so many people fell and bowed before the Lord.
他这双手是和别人不一样。
The pair of hands were very different than all others. This pair of hands could not be bound together.
如果牵进起来的话,
if it's bound together,
这些灵魂怎么办呢?
How, what happens to those souls?
弟兄姊妹,
our hands can be bound.
我们是个没有用的人,
we're not useful people. Even though we live longer, it might not be useful.
但是老罗不一样,
but Paul is different. Paul has to live more years. Paul has to be used by the Lord more.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, why when Paul was the most useful? He was bound in chains.
弟兄姊妹,
do you understand this?
一个很活泼的人,
somebody who is so lively.
被主大用的人,
somebody used mightily by the Lord. Full of revelation.
你看见没有,
suddenly he is bound in chains.
然后被放在罗马监狱,
and then imprisoned in Rome.
你能想象到,
can you think of it?
保罗不是天使,
Paul was not an angel.
保罗像你我一样是有血有肉,
Paul was like you and me with flesh and blood.
我们流眼泪, 保罗也有眼泪,
when we tear, he tears.
我们伤心, 保罗也伤心,
we are sorrowful, he's also sorrowful.
我们会沮丧, 保罗也会沮丧,
when we are dejected, he is also dejected.
你如果仔细读保罗书信的话,
if you read carefully his epistles,
他并非没有软弱的时候,
even when he was not weak,
他并非没有流泪的时候,
when he was not tearing,
他并非没有自怜的时候,
but they have no self-pity.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see
这一个遭遇对他是很大很大打击。
This was a great impact to him.
他准备好被主用。
He was being prepared to be used by the Lord.
他没有准备好被主监禁。
He was not prepared to be bound.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
我们每个人为主用的人,
all of us who want to be used
被主用的人,
by God, we are used by the Lord.
我想我们都准备好了用为主用。
We are all being prepared to be used.
我们从来没有准备好为主不用。
We are not ever prepared to be not used.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
是我们的主雕刻了保罗。
It is our Lord who sculpted Paul.
用20年成全了保罗,
over 20 years,
20年的雕刻,
20 years of sculpting.
现在保罗是个发光的保罗,
now Paul is one who shines.
保罗是有用的保罗,
Paul is one who is useful.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
就在这个时候,
for, at this time,
你看见保罗被监禁去了,
Paul was bound.
你看见吗?
Do you see that?
哦,弟兄姊妹, 你怎么感, 你有什么感觉呢?
What kind of feeling do you have?
我想那个感觉就好像一个活蹦乱跳的人,
a feeling is as if there's somebody who loves this lively and jumping.
细胞很多, 喜欢跳, 喜欢打, 什么球都打的,
somebody who is a great athlete who does very active.
忽然间中风了,
suddenly he gets a stroke.
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
Do you see that?
忽然间不能动了,
suddenly he can't move.
现在只能在椅子里面,
now he can only be in a wheelchair.
本来海阔天空, 整个世界都是他的,
before this whole world was his.
现在他被限定在那个小小的地方,
now he's limited to that small area.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们不明白,
now we don't understand.
有的时候我们说, 我流的精灵领导我们, 我们懂,
sometimes we say yes, we experience something we understand.
有的时候我们不乖,
maybe we were not, we were disobedient.
有的时候我们不顺服,
maybe we didn't obey.
我们知道为什么我们经过一些事情,
then we know why something happened to us.
圣灵要改正我们,
because the Holy Spirit wants to correct us.
但是怎么解释保罗的?
But how do you explain Paul?
保罗实在是愿意遵行天父旨意的人。
Paul wanted to fulfill the will of God.
他不是为自己要到保罗, 到罗马去。
It wasn't for himself that he was going to Rome.
他乃是为了主要去罗马。
He wanted to go to Rome because of our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你能够想象,
you can think,
当保罗在监狱的时候,
when Paul was in prison,
你看那个感觉是什么样的感觉?
What kind of feeling was that?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当一个人受伤的时候,
if somebody is hurt,
当一个人受刺激的时候,
somebody is
受刺激, provoked, somebody is provoked.
When somebody is provoked,
弟兄姊妹, 你看见他很容易, 他很容易想到他自己,
he might always think of himself.
慢慢就开始自己可怜自己,
and then he has self-pity.
慢慢就钻到自己的壳子里面去,
and then he closes himself in a
shell. 然后他就起不来了,
and he can't rise up.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不光是, 这个不光是属灵的人,
this is not only a spiritual man,
世界的人也是如此,
but the men of this world are the same.
你知道这世界里面有一个名字叫 depression.
In this world, there's a phrase called depression.
那现在有人告诉我们, depression是个罪,是个病。
Some people tell us today depression is a sickness.
所以中文就分它为忧郁症。
Depression is a disease.
那么不光是忧郁症, 有的翻得更难听, 叫做躁郁症。
And Chinese translates it into different ways.
弟兄姊妹, 不管怎么样,
no matter what,
你看这些人因着环境的打击,
because of its environment,
结果他掉到他自己的坑里面去,
then they fall into their own hole.
他根本爬不出来,
they cannot climb out.
你叫他自己从里面爬, 爬不出来, 他的痛苦太厉害了,
they cannot climb out. Their hurt is too great.
他没有人可以告诉的,
nobody can, they can talk to.
弟兄姊妹, 你看他掉到那个自己的里面去了,
they have fallen into self.
所有的环境最对我们最大的伤害是叫我们一 一直往里面看，一直往自己里面看。
The greatest hurt that our environment can give us is for us to keep looking deeper and deeper into ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，你看见，你可以想象保罗当他在监狱里面的时候。
You can think when Paul was in prison.
就说他是人来说。
As to him being a man,
他和我们是一样的。
He was the same as you and I.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候我们会自怜。
So many times we have self-pity.
许多时候我们会钻到自己的壳子里面，我再也出不来。
So many times we tunnel ourselves in the shell.
有的弟兄需要医药来帮助。
Many times people need medication.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这个时候
，at this time，
你看见那个拯救的路到底在什么地方
？Where is the way of salvation？
弟兄姊妹，为什么神把保罗监禁起来，放在监狱里面
？Why did our Lord bound Paul and put him in prison？
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他怎么解释这些事情
？How do you explain this？
感谢主
，Thank you Lord。
当你读他监狱书信的时候
，When you read the epistles that he wrote in prison，
他从监狱里面经过
，He went through prison。
弟兄姊妹，这个经历是真实的经历
，This experience is a real experience。
所以等到他写以弗所书的时候
，So when you wrote Ephesians，
他告诉我们一个秘密。
He told us a secret.
那个秘密是当他经过这许多苦难的时候。
And that secret was when he went through all these difficulties.
尤其是忽然被神的手监禁起来。
Especially when he was suddenly bound by
the Lord. 那个答案在什么地方
？What is the answer?
谁能够拯救他从他自己里面出来
？Who can save him from himself?
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say it again.
许多时候我们的苦难不严重。
Many times our suffering is not that difficult.
什么时候我们钻到自己里面，那个比那个苦难更严重
？But it is only when we tunnel ourselves into ourselves that makes it more worse.
许多时候我们苦难伤害我们身体还不。
The suffering on our life, on our body, might not be that heavy. 但
如果你钻到你自己里面去，那个伤害比我们的身体更重。
But the deeper you dig into yourself, the suffering is more.
我们拯救的路在哪里
？Where is the way to salvation?
你怎么得救的
？How are you saved?
你怎么重生的
？How are you reborn?
你的拯救路就在哪里
？Where is the way to salvation?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
为什么我们需要药呢
？Why do we need medication?
你看主已经为我们预备了救恩。
The Lord already has prepared us for salvation.
你看主在保罗身上怎么做，在我们身上怎么做
？How the Lord did in Paul, He will do in our lives.
我们当然。不像保罗那样的遭遇。
Of course, we're not like the same situation as Paul.
我们有各种不同的遭遇。
But we also suffer other things.
地方有一点像保罗。
And sometimes we're similar to Paul.
我们不懂啊。
We don't understand.
所以你看，很容易自怜。
So many times it's easy to be self-pitiful.
我们常常说，为什么是我呢
？We always ask, why me?
这么多人，为什么是我呢
？Among all, why me?
很奇怪。
It's very interesting.
如果神给你$100,000的话
，If somebody were to give, if the Lord would give you $1,000,000,
你从来不说为什么是我。
You never ask why me.
没有的。
You don't say that.
当你碰到苦难的时候
，But when you meet suffering,
为什么是我
？I say why me.
我做了什么？我得这些苦难
？What have I done to deserve this?
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
许多时候我们不懂得解释这些苦难。
So many times we can't explain our suffering.
就好像开始保罗不懂得解释那个监狱那个锁链一样。
Just like when Paul couldn't understand how can he explain to be bound.
但是慢慢的
，But slowly.
你如果读保罗的监狱的书信的话
，If you read the prison epistles by Paul,
你就明白那个锁链的用处。
You will understand the usefulness of the chains.
那个用那个锁链和他的意象有关系的。
The chains had to do with his revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看见。
It shows us.
神所给我们的都是圣灵祷告的结果。
What God has given us is all after the intercessory prayer of Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵说不来叹息为我们祷告。
Because He is interceding for us.
结果万事就互相效力。
So all things work together for good.
所以没有一个基督徒有 accident.
So there is no accident in a Christian life.
所有的不过是 incident 是事件而已。
The only thing we have are incidents.
为什么
？Why？
你所遭遇的每一件事
，everything that happens to you，
是圣灵为你祷告的结果。
Is a result of the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是根据神的旨意。
Because it is according to God's will, the Holy Spirit.
要磨成神儿子的形象。
Wants to conform us to the image of His Son.
他就安排各种各样的环境。
So He has prepared all the environment.
叫我们失去自由。
So that we will lose our freedom.
叫我们落在一个艰难的环境。
We might be in a difficult position.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
这是一个非常重要的功课。
This is a very important lesson.
等到保罗写以弗所书的时候
，When Paul wrote Ephesians,
我们才明白
，Then we understand
他所经过的是什么样的经过。
We know what he went through.
他怎么冲过这个关的
？How did he surpass and get out of it?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他的秘诀在哪里
？Where was the secret?
好像没有人能把保罗从那里面救出来。
It was as if nobody could save Paul from there.
你看见保罗，他还是在监狱里面。
Paul was still in prison.
但是问题在哪里呢
？But what's the problem?
问题保罗把自己又关在里面。
Paul was enclosed in himself.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见。感谢是谁拯救他的
？Who saved him？
拯救他的
，the one who saved him，
就是他蒙恩得救的时候，他所遇见的那一位。
Is the one who he met when he was first saved。
所以现在我和弟兄姊妹读一段的圣经。
Let us read a passage。
那就是以弗所书第一章
，Ephesians chapter 1，
第十九节
，verse 19，
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力。 是何等的浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
那这是保罗从经历里面感，经历里面经过的，他明白的。
This is what he understood through his experience.
也许我们不明白。
Maybe we don't.
但是保罗明白。
But Paul understands.
保罗知道有一个能力是浩大的能力。
Paul knows that there is a surpassing greatness of power.
当他完全陷在自己里面的时候。
When he was all enclosed in himself.
没有人能拯救他。
Nobody could save him.
当他完全落在苦难里面，没有人能拯救他。
When he had fallen into suffering, nobody could save him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
在这个时候，
at this time,
你看见他感觉到一个能力。
He felt this power.
那个能力呢，他蒙恩得救时候所得到的，所得着的那种能力。
That power was what he gained when he was first saved.
那个能力已经在他的里面。
That power was already in him.
那么这个能力呢，是浩大的能力。
This power is a power of greatness.
所以他向我们做信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power?
那么在我们里面能是什么能力呢？
What is that power inside of us?
二十节
，verse 20，
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the. No.
Oh, yeah. 就是叫他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这个大能大力是运行在基督身上的。
This great power is in Christ.
那这个能力做两件事情。
This power has two things.
一面叫他从死里复活。
On one hand, it allows him to be raised from the dead.
另一面叫他坐在自己的右边。
On the other hand, to be seated at the right hand.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Do you understand that?
在这里有一个复活的大能。
There is a resurrection power.
也有升天的大能。
It is an ascension power.
这个能力已经在保罗的里面。
This power is already in Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，当保罗陷在自己里面的时候，
So when Paul was all in
himself, 什么能力让他从死里复活呢？
What power allowed him to raise from the dead?
什么能力叫他能够升天呢？
What power enabled him to be ascended to heaven?
什么叫升天呢？
What is ascension?
升天就是所有的仇敌都在脚底下。
The ascension means all the enemies are at your foot.
所有的世界，所有的环境都在脚底下。
All of the world is at your feet.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
他本来在所有的事情底下。
Before he was below everything.
他本来在环境的底下。
Before he was under the environment.
在苦难的底下。
Under suffering.
在锁链的底下。
Under chains.
是谁拯救他高过锁链？
Who saved him to go beyond the chains?
弟兄姊妹，现在锁链在底下。
Now the chains are below.
监狱在底下。
Prison is below.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这是保罗所经历的。
This is what Paul experienced.
这个保罗经历了。
Because what Paul experienced here.
他能把这个经历告诉我们。
He can share this experience with us.
所以你看见这个，他形容这个复活能力什么能力？
So what is the strength and might?
当然，这个何等能够叫我们的主。叫大能大力使他从死里复活。
The strength of his might is so that he can be raised from the dead.
我们弟兄已经告诉我们那个能力是何等浩大的能力。
Our brother already shared that that power is a great power.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
如果你从死里复活，
if you are to be raised from the dead,
你可能还在地上。
You might still be on earth.
你从死里复活，
if you raise from the dead,
你还在你自己里面。
You might still be in
the clothes of yourself. 我们是活的，不错。
We are alive.
我们还在地上，
but we are still on earth.
弟兄姊妹，但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个复活能力不可能只是复活的能力。
This resurrection power is not just
我们说过了，复活和升天一定连在一起的。
Resurrection and ascension are always together.
如果一个能力叫我们复活，一定叫我们升天的。
If a power allows us to be resurrected, it also allows us to be
ascended. 所有的仇敌都在脚底下。
All the enemies are at our feet.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你看见没有？
Do you see that?
你看见保罗怎么形容？
What does Paul describe it as?
继续读下去。
Let us continue.
然后你看见第二十一节。
Verse 21.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in the one to come.
又将万物伏在他的脚下。
And he put all things in subject under his feet.
你说这怎么可能？
How is that possible?
因为神在基督身上有个能力。
God has a power in Christ.
不光叫他从死里复活。
Not only allow him to raise from the dead.
而且坐在父神的右边。
But to be seated at the right hand of the Father.
远超过一切 above all.
And surpasses all.
你看所有的万有都在他脚底下。
Everything is subjected under his feet.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个是发生在我们主身上的。
This is what happened in our Lord's life.
但是保罗说，这个能力也在我们里面。
But Paul said this power is in us.
所以在我们里面也有这个能力。
So we have this power in us too.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个能力的缘故
，Because of this power，
让我们对基督的升天有了经历。
So we can experience the ascension of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see this？
我们如果因着这个死而因着这个复活和升天的能力
，Because of the power of resurrection and ascension，
把我们带到天上去
，It brings us into heaven。
所以感谢主，弟兄。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters。
因着这个缘故
，Because of this，
当保罗写以弗所书、哥罗西书、还有腓立比和腓利门的时候
，When Paul wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, and Philemon。
你看见在这里的光景乃是天上的光景。
Here you see this picture of the picture in heaven.
以弗所书给我们看见属天的地位。
Ephesians shows us the heavenly position.
哥罗西书给我们看见属天的生命。
Colossians shows us a heavenly life.
然后腓立比书给我们看见属天的奖赏。
Philippians shows us the heavenly reward.
然后腓立门书给我们看见一个属天的人。
Philemon shows us a heavenly man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
保罗从哪里学会这个功课
Where did Paul learn these lessons?
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see this?
在这里你看见保罗给我们看见有一个能力在他的里面
Paul shows us that there is a power there.
现在不光是客观的基督升天了
It is not objective Christ was ascended to heaven.
他是坐在父神的右边
He is seated at the right hand of the Father.
他怎么得胜
How did he get overcome?
我们应当怎么得胜
We should overcome.
因为那个得胜生命在我们里面
Because that overcoming life is in us.
因为那个大能也在我们里面
That great power is in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见这是何等奇妙的
This is an amazing story.
我不知道大家有没有看有没有我想大家都知道这个毛毛虫变蝴蝶的故事
You all know the story of how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
毛毛虫不光是丑陋
a caterpillar is but the ugly
毛毛虫而且它的世界是 flatland 是个两度空间的世界
A caterpillar is actually lives in a two-dimensional world
它从来不知道有一个 dimension 有一度空间叫做天它不知道
It doesn't know that there's another dimension called the heavens
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see
现在你要 caterpillar 你要毛毛虫知道什么叫天是不可能的一件事
If you want a caterpillar to know what the heavens are it's impossible
你让它上升神学院它也知道什么叫升天
He can go to seminary he might understand what But he doesn't have that experience.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
等到有一天
One day.
你看毛毛虫就进到茧里面去
The caterpillar enters into a cocoon.
你看见吗？到了茧里面，现在不是一度，现在不是两度空间了。
No longer is it two dimensions.
现在是零度空间了。
Now it's zero dimension.
它就缩在里面了。
Zero dimension.
本来可以东跑西跑的。
Before it can move around.
哦，到处可以跑。
It can move around everywhere.
不要忘记弟兄。
Don't forget.
这是非常重要的。
It's very important.
你知道神在旧约里面给以色列人最大的奖赏是这块地的。
In the Old Testament, God gave the people of Israel the greatest reward, that land.
所以我说你要很小心和犹太人做生意，你要小心。
You have to be careful if you do business with Jews.
因为神把所有属地祝福都给他。
Because all the earthly blessings were given to the Jews.
如果你和他一起做生意的话
So if you do business with a Jew,
你口袋钱都跑他口袋里面去。
The money in your pocket goes to his.
因为神祝福他，你看见吗？
Because the Lord has blessed him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是旧约的故事。
That is the story of the Old Testament.
所以神说你这虫雅各。
So the God said, you worm.Jacob.
这是雅各的故事。
That is the story of Jacob.
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你只知道 two dimensions， 你只知道两度空间。
You only know two dimensions.
所以有一天
，one day，
神给他看见个异象，他从来没有看见过。
God showed him a vision that he never saw before.
他看见有个天梯通到天上去。
He saw a heavenly ladder all the way to heaven.
那个梯子就指向另外一度的空间。
And that ladder pointed towards another dimension.
那我们今天就明白了。
Now we understand.
我们的主耶稣乃是那个天梯。
Our Lord is that heavenly ladder.
透过那个天梯
，and through that heavenly ladder，
我们才知道什么叫做天。
We know what is the heaven。
否则我们像毛毛虫一样，只在这个地上爬来爬去，如此而已。
Or else we would just be like a caterpillar walking on this world。
但是感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
你看见在变成蝴蝶以前
，before it becomes a butterfly，
它一定要经过那个茧。
It has to go through into that cocoon。
起头也许它不懂为什么我本来缩得这么小了。
Maybe it doesn't understand why was I confined to this cocoon.
现在我什么也不能动。
I can't move.
这个根本就是我的监狱。
This is my prison.
这个如果这个毛毛虫写信的话，他说这是我的锁链。
And if the caterpillar were to write a letter, he'd say these are my chains.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道吗？有一天
，One day，
如果这个里面的生命是死而复活的生命，
if this life is a life of death and resurrection，
如果死而复活的生命，
if it's a life of death and resurrection，
那什么意思？
What does that mean？
那就是叫他活过来了。
That means it will be alive again。
但是不止如此，
but not only that，
你看有一个生命要把它带到天上去。
There is one life that's going to take it to heaven。
所以等到蝴蝶飞来飞去的时候，
so when the butterfly is flying around，
它所在的空间永远比两度空间还要高一度。
Its dimension is one dimension higher than being a caterpillar。
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So now do you see？
这就是保罗属升天的经历，属天的经历。
This is what Paul experienced in
the heavens。 保罗就像是毛毛虫一样。
Paul was just like that caterpillar。
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord。
因为保罗他有弥赛亚国的观念。
Because Paul had the concept of the Messianic kingdom。
所以他想的救恩是为了全世界。
So he thought of salvation is for the whole world。
所以他写罗马书的时候。
So when he wrote Romans。
写加拉太书的时候。
When he wrote Galatians。
你看这个福音的确要征服全世界。
The gospel was to conquer the whole world.
如果福音能征服罗马，就征服了全世界。
If the gospel can conquer Rome, it will conquer the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读他第二组书信的时候，
when you read his second set of books,
什么都是世界的。
Everything was about the world.
但是现在不同了。
But now it's different.
你看见等到他从那个茧里面出来的时候，
so once it comes out of the cocoon,
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你看就是他里面那个复活和升天的大能，
that power of resurrection,
你看见把他带到天上去。
Took him to the heavens.
然后他就能写出这四本书。
And then he can write these four epistles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
我们以为保罗到了罗马书不可能再高了。
We thought that if he reached Romans, it would be no more higher.
你看现在更高了。
But now it's even higher.
本来是 global, 是全世界。
Before it was a global thing.
现在变得 universal 的。
Now it's universal.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看你教会乃是一个宇宙的人。
Church now is a universal man.
你看头在天上，他的身体在地上。
The head in heaven, the body on earth.
你看保罗所给我看见的教会。
The church that Paul lets us see.
是个属天的教会。
It's a heavenly church.
和我们今天所教会差得很远。
And it's very different than the church we see today.
我们说我们忘记把伞放在教会里面。
We always say we forgot an umbrella in our church.
如果教会是基督的身体，你怎么可能把伞放在里面？
If the church is the body of Christ, how can you drop an umbrella there?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 为做教会的缘故。
For the church.
保罗虽然经过死，虽然经过苦难。
Paul went through death, went through suffering.
虽然他带着锁链。
Even though he was bound in chains.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
你看见那个升天的那个能力把他带到天上。
The power of ascension took him to heaven.
所以他能告诉我们天上的一切。
So he can tell us the things of the heavens.
所以如果你要认识升天基督，
if you want to know the ascended Christ,
弟兄姊妹，你读这四卷书就很清楚了。
Read these four epistles.
以弗所书，
Ephesians.
哥罗西书，
Colossians.
然后是这个腓立比书，
Philippians.
还有腓立本书，
Philemon.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
对于保罗来讲，
in terms of Paul,
升天不光是地位，
ascension is not only position,
我们不光与基督一同坐在天上，
not only are we seated with Christ
in the heavens, 感谢主弟兄姊妹，
but thank the Lord,
你看这是福音，
this is the gospel,
你看见吗？这是非常非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为事实上，你看见罗马书也讲的福音。
In reality, Romans also speaks of the gospel.
以弗所书也讲福音。
Ephesians also speaks of the gospel.
但是罗马书从人开始讲起。
But Romans begins with man.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣
耀。All men have fallen short of the glory of God.
然后从地上讲到天上。
And it starts from the earth to the heavens.
但以弗所不是。
But Ephesians is different.
以弗所讲到荣耀的福音的时候。
When Ephesians speaks of the glory of God.
你看保罗把我们带到天上去。
Paul takes us to the heavens.
神在基督耶稣里在赐予我们各样属天的福气。
God has given us all the blessings in the heavenlies.
这些属天，这些福气都在天上的。
All of this is in the heavenlies.
让我们与基督一同坐在天上。
And we are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你看见现在保罗能看见天上的情形。
Now Paul can see the situation in heaven.
一面他与基督一同坐在天上。
On one hand, he is seated with Christ in the heavens.
另一面，这也是他实在的经历。
But at the other hand, His actual real experience, not only objective truth, but a subjective experience.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做升天？
What is ascension?
就是告诉我们，就是告诉我们，现在你不是被埋在环境的底下。
It says no longer you're buried under your circumstances.
不是埋在苦痛苦的底下。
Aren't you? You're not buried under pain or suffering.
也许在。
Yes, pain does exist.
但是你跑到你自己里面去。
But when you're encompassing yourself.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见说是复活和升天的大能。
It is the power of death and resurrection.
把我们从我们自己里面拯救出来。
That saves us from ourselves.
把我们从地这个环境里面拯救出来。
Takes us away from the environment.
你地上有的是风暴。
On this earth, you might have sandstorms.
我记得有一次在 Virginia, 在 Richmond 的时候。
I remember when I was in Richmond, Virginia.
刚好是大雪。
It was a snowstorm.
而且是很大很大的雪。
A very big snowstorm.
我在想说，难道我还要上飞机吗？
I was thinking, should I take the plane or not?
我从来没有过那个经历。
I never had that experience.
那天等到飞机慢慢往上升的时候。
When the airplane was deplaning, it was deplaning.
好几分钟以前，你看到处都是雪。
Around us, surrounded by snow.
你只要在 Virginia, 到处都是雪。
And if you were in Virginia, it was covered with snow.
但是等到你真的冲到云层以上的时候。
But when the plane got into the clouds.
你看阳光就照出来了。
The sun shone.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother and
sister, 你看见吗？那个复活和圣殿能力就好像那个升飞机一样。
The power of resurrection and ascension is just like that plane.
许多时候把我们从那个环境里面拯救出来了。
Saves us from our environment.
弟兄姊妹，我们很可能还在监狱。
We might still be in prison.
还在地上
，We might still be on earth，
但是在地好像在天一样。
But on earth as if we were in heaven，
那个监狱好像天堂一样。
That prison is like the heaven。
难怪盖恩夫人说
，No wonder Madame Guyon said，
她在一个监狱里面的时候
，When she was in prison，
她说每一块监狱的石头都像宝石一样。
Every brick in my cell is like a precious stone。
弟兄姊妹，你看这里是一个升天的人。
This is a ascended person。
这里是有一个升天经历的人。
Here's somebody who experienced ascension。
或者说这里有一个人是有被提经历的。
In other words, somebody who experienced the rapture。
弟兄姊妹，感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
这是真实的经历。
This is a true story。
许多人都能做这样的见证。
Many people can testify to this。
你知道有一个弟兄啊，叫做 Robert Chapman。
There was a brother named Robert Chapman。
这个人非常的爱主。
He really loved the Lord.
他很有名的。
Very famous.
在弟兄们当初，你知道100多年前，在英国有一班的弟兄们，他是非常有名的一个。
And he was one of the very famous brethren 100 years ago.
Darby 很会读圣经。
Darby was a good reader of the Bible.
George Mueller 很会祷告。
Mueller knew how to pray.
还有一个弟兄很会爱。
Another brother knew how to love.
那就是 Robert Chapman.
And that was Robert Chapman.
那么有一次有人呢，从别的地方写了一封信给他，不知道他的地址。
And one day, somebody wrote a letter, but did not know what his address was.
所以他就写了 England, 写了英国。
So the address was simply England.
然后上面写 University of Love.
And
爱的大学。
University of Love.
Robert Chapman.
Robert Chapman.
结果你没有想到这封信送到 Robert Chapman 手里。
You never thought that that letter actually arrived to Robert Chapman.
弟兄姊妹，他实在是个爱的人。
He was known for his love.
他的看法和这个，他的看法。和这个达比不一样。
His view was different than Darby.
比方说，达比相信灾前被提。
For example, Darby believed in pre-rapture.
那 Robert Chapman 是相信得胜者被提的。
And Robert Chapman believed that overcomers being raptured.
那么那些跟随达比的人就批评他们，批评这位弟兄。
So the followers of Darby always used to criticize him.
常常批评我常常批评这 Robert Chapman 这位。
Used to always criticize Robert Chapman.
然后你知道谁生气了吗？达比生气了。
And you know who got upset? Darby himself.
因为那些批评这个 Robert Chapman 想讨达比的喜欢，结果反而达比生气了。
Because those who were criticizing Robert Chapman wanted to gain favor from Darby, but Darby actually got upset at them.
他说：“你们不要批评我们的弟兄。”
Darby said, "Don't criticize our brother."
他说：“我们常常说我们和基督一同坐在天上。”
We always say that we are seated with Christ in the heavens.
我们的弟兄就在那里。
And our brother is there right now.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这里有一个人有升天的经历。
Here is somebody who had the experience of ascension.
不光如此。
Not only that.
我们有一首诗歌。是大家很喜欢唱。
We have a hymn that many like to sing.
主耶稣，我愿意，我羡慕活在你面前。
Lord, I desire to live before you.
无论是早上，无论是晚上，只有一个时间。
Whether morning or night, just one time.
最近我们有机会到 Dublin 去，到 Ireland 去。
Recently, we had the opportunity to go to Dublin, Ireland.
到 Dublin 去，我最大的愿望就是要去看一个很大的花园。
Well, I really wanted to see a garden there.
那是欧洲最大的花园其中一个，许多花园里面很大的花园。
One of the greatest gardens in Europe.
这个花园叫做 Power Scott Garden.
It is the garden of Power Scott.
原来 Power Scott 乃是很爱主的姊妹。
Power Scott was one who loved, was a sister who really loved the Lord.
非常非常爱主的姊妹。
She really loved the Lord.
就是刚才的 Robert Chapman 告诉我们。
It was Robert Chapman who told us.
他说 Lady Power Scott 这位姊妹啊。
Lady Power Scott, this sister.
她实在是属天的。
She was indeed heavenly.
她属天到一个地步，好像她的脚从来没踩到地上。
She was so heavenly as if her feet never touched the ground.
她是个夫人，你看见她是个 lady.
She was Lady Power.
Lady Power Score. 那么她23岁就守寡了，就失去了。
Actually, 23 years old, she became a widow.
36岁 就被主接去。
And she went to be with the Lord at the age of 36.
这么属灵的一个姊妹。
Such a spiritual sister.
许多人就问说，为什么她活得那么短呢？
Many people ask, why does she live such a short life?
但有一件事大家都知道。
But one thing everybody knew.
在所有认识 Lady Palaiseau 的圈子里面。
All those in the circle who knew Lady Palaiseau.
他们知道说这个姊妹是属天。
They knew that she was heavenly.
她把她的 castle 打开。
She opened up her castle.
所以最早达比就骑着马，就常常到那个 castle.
So Darby would always go by horse to that castle.
那有一部分的 castle 现在还在的。
And part of that castle still exists.
那到花园到现在还是在的。
And that garden is still there.
弟兄姊妹，她在那个花园里，好像不在那个花园里面。
She was in that garden but as if she were not.
你如果看看她写，你如果读一读她所写的诗
，If you read some of the poems she
wrote, 你就知道说这里有一个人。
You'll see there's one person.
他乃是活在天，是与基督一同坐在天上。
Was seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
大家记不记得，在中国历史里面有一段叫做犬匪之乱
？Do you remember, back in the history of China, there was the Boxer Rebellion.
那么那个犬匪之乱呢，很多的西教士就受了很多的痛苦。
Many Westerners were actually suffered much during that time.
那个时候 ，Hudson Taylor 的媳妇刚好在中国。
And actually, at that time, the wife of Hudson Taylor was in China.
有四天之久，他们的环境是最危险的。
For 4 days, their situation was critical.
因为很多西教士就这样为主殉道的。
Because many professors from the West were actually martyred for the Lord.
所以等到后来 ，Hudson Taylor 的媳妇写他的日记的时候
，So when Hudson Taylor's wife wrote her memoirs,
她告诉我们说，她说那四天。
I'm sorry, Hudson Taylor's daughter-in-law.
她写她的 diary, 写她的日记。
When she was writing her diary,
她怎么说呢
？What did she say?
她说那四天。
She said those 4 days.
她说我们分不清楚到底我们是在地上还是在天上。
We couldn't tell whether we were in heaven or on earth.
弟兄姊妹，那是最危险的四天。
Those were the most dangerous 4 critical days.
那是受苦难的四天。
That is the one they were suffered the most.
受逼迫的四天。
When they were persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers,
在这里有一个人。
There was one person
他能够经历和基督一同坐在天上
who can be seated with Christ in the heavenlies
一同坐在天上
seated in the heavenlies
他不光是个地位
not only a position
也是我们的经历
but also our experience
所以弟兄姊妹当你读整本以弗所书的时候
when you read the whole epistle of Ephesians
前面讲的坐
it speaks of sitting
然后讲的行
at the beginning and then it says doing
no walk
walking
然后最后 stand
and then standing
sit, walk, stand.
讲到
sit 的时候
，when you speak of sitting，
那是和基督一同坐在天上。
It is seated with Christ in the heavens。
你什么都不必做。
You don't have to do anything。
已经都做成功。
Everything is done for you。
你看见了仗，你看见你这个已经打了胜仗了。
The victory has been won。
你看见各个已经不再已经经过哥哥他了。
We've gone through Golgotha。
主也从死里复活了。
The Lord has resurrected。
胜仗已经都过去了。
The battle is done。
主的救赎都已经完成了。
Salvation is over。
所以我们的主坐下了。
So now the Lord sits。
弟兄姊妹，证明他满意了。
And that means he's satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，
因此
这个缘故，你看见我们蒙恩得救的时候
，So when we are saved,
我们乃是和基督一同坐在天上。
We are seated with Christ in the heavens.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
这个不光是客观的这真理。
It's not only the experience.
这个也是主观，
objective truth,
也是主观的经历。
But a subjective experience.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
等现在你看见保罗给我们看见以弗所写以弗所书的时候
，So when Paul wrote Ephesians,
给我们看见升天的地位。
It shows us the heavenly position.
属天的地位。
It's the earthly position.
等到我们读哥罗西书的时候
，When we read Colossians,
特别读到第三章的时候
，When we read chapter 3,
你看见他告诉我们说，他原来。特别整本书给我们看一个属天的生命
We see a heavenly life
我们怎么知道它是属天的生命呢
How do we know it's heavenly life
我们好不好很快的看一下
Let us look
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians 3
从第一节读起
Beginning with verse 1
所以你们若真与基督一同复活
If then you have been raised up with Christ,
就当求上面的事
keep seeking the things above.
那么上面是哪个上面呢
What does it mean above?
那里有基督坐在神的右边
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
所以你看复活跟升天一直连在一起的
So you see resurrection and ascension are interlinked.
如果你们真的与基督一同复活的话
If you have been raised with Christ,
那个复活能力不光停在复活
That resurrection power doesn't end with resurrection.
还有升天的
There's also ascension.
你看见吗
Do you see that?
不光是毛毛虫从那个里面出来了
Not just the caterpillar coming out of the cocoon.
而且它到空中去了
But it's going into the air.
你看见变成蝴蝶了
Becomes a butterfly.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主
Thank you.
你看在这里给我们看见说什么这个这个上面是什么呢？上面就是基督坐在神的右边，那就指着天，就那你看见这就是这就很清楚给我们看见天了。
What does above mean? That is where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, the heavenlies.
然后第三节末了一句。
And then the latter part of verse 3.
你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Your life is hidden with Christ in God.
藏在什么地方呢
？Where is it hidden？
就是藏在那里。
It is hidden there。
然后下面是基督是我们的生命。
That is Christ, and it follows in verse 4. Christ who is our life。
这个生命是什么生命
？What life is that life？
你如果读上下文的话
，If you read it in context，
是复活又升天的生命。
It is the resurrection and ascension life。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that？
那么这个是不是表示我们这个人就不在地上了呢
？Does that mean that we are no longer on earth？
没有属天的生命是什么意思呢
？If you have a heavenly life， what does that mean？
是不是你在天上就不下来了
？Does that mean you don't descend from heaven？
没有
，No。
你看第五节
，verse 5，
所以这是你们在地上的肢体。
Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body.
所以我们还在地上。
We are still on earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？You see that?
一边在天上
，on one hand on the heaven，
一边又在地上
，on the other hand on earth。
在地上的时候
，when we on earth，
好像在天上一样
，as if we're in heaven。
你知道原因在哪里吗
？What's the reason？
因为我们的主从天降下。
Because our Lord descended from heaven。
圣灵降下来了。
The Holy Spirit descended。
天堂就跟着降下来了。
And the heavens came down。
主耶稣道成肉身的时候
，the Lord when He became flesh。
他在耶路撒冷。
He was in Jerusalem。
圣灵这个天堂到耶路撒冷。
And the heaven was in Jerusalem。
他到
When he went to Galilee,
天堂到加利利
heaven went to Galilee.
弟兄姊妹，因为他道成肉身
because he was incarnate.
他受了身体的限制
he was limited by the body.
感谢主
but thank the Lord.
等到圣灵降临的时候
when the Holy Spirit descended,
没有那个限制
there was no limit.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见天就从天而降了
so then the heavens descended.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
do you see that?
现在你在地上好像在天上一样
now you're on earth as if you're in heaven.
你明白吗
do you understand?
现在你怎么会摸着天呢
how do you touch heaven?
你明明在地上
you're on earth.
天不是那么远吗
Heaven is so far away.
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord.
因着圣灵完成的工作
because of the accomplished work of the Holy Spirit.
一面在天上
on one hand you're in heaven.
一面也在地上
on one hand you're on earth.
所以你们要知识在地上的肢体
so you have to consider the members of your earthly body.
你不能因为在天上了，然后你就随便了，不可能的。
You can't do just because you're on earth, just because you're in heaven, you can relax.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这个升天的生命是个什么样的生命呢？
What kind of life is this heavenly life?
升天的生命乃是两栖的生命。
It is an amphibious life.
你知道说青蛙是可以在地上活，也可以在水里活的。
You know that the frog can live in the water or on land.
我们说这是两栖的生活。
We say that's an amphibious life.
因为青蛙有一个两栖的生命。
Because the frog has an amphibious life.
感谢主，根据哥罗西书。
But according to Colossians,
我们每一个人所得着的生命
，all the life that you and I have，
乃是两栖的生命。
Is an amphibious life.
因为怎么一面我们在天上是不错的。
On one hand, we are in heaven.
一面我们在地上也是不错的。
On the other hand, we're on earth.
保罗在监狱里面是不错的。
Paul was in prison, yes.
但是保罗在天堂也是不错的。
But Paul was also in heaven.
你看，天堂根本就在监狱里面。
Heaven was in the prison.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
But thank the Lord.
这不是你我的经历吗
？This isn't this your and my experience?
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
现在你看见吗？天和地就连接了。
Heaven and earth are connected.
所以这是非常重要的。
It's very important.
你看见没有
？Do you see this?
这个因为我们的主做了我们的天梯。
And that is because our Lord is our heavenly ladder.
圣灵降下来。
And the Holy Spirit has descended.
圣灵是无所不在的。
And He is omnipresent.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Thank the Lord.
现在你看，圣灵可以把天堂带到每一个地方去。
So He can bring heaven everywhere.
那如果我们经历是圣灵所有在我们身上的工作
，If we experience the whole work of the Holy Spirit in our lives,
在地就好像在天。
We're on earth as if we're in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹。这是非常非常荣耀的一件事。
This is a glorious thing.
所以哥罗西的确给我们看见一个属天的生命。
Colossians shows us a heavenly life.
我们在天上也在地上。
We are on heaven and on earth.
在地上有肉体。
On earth we have a body.
在地上有罪。
We have sin.
在地上有世界。
There is the world.
在地上有自己。
On earth there's self.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们怎么能致死地上的肉体呢
？How do we put to death our flesh on earth?
这和我们属天的地位有关系。
It has to do with our position in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗
？Do you understand that?
如果我们不是有一个属天的生命
，If we don't have a heavenly life.
因为你有了属天的生命。
But because you do have a heavenly life.
所以你与基督一同坐在天上。
You are seated with Christ in the heavenlies.
这里有了那个经历。
And because you have that experience.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你人在天上
Now you are in heaven.
你就可以致死在地上的身体
You can put to death what is your body on earth.
我请大家做个实验
I ask you to do an experience.
有没有一个人把自己抱起来过的有没有
Has anybody ever lifted yourself up?
你不可能把，这因为你是在这个空间。
Because you are in this space.
你不可能在同一个空间把自己提起来的。
In the same space, you can't lift yourself up.
但如果有另外一个人在另外一个空间。
But if somebody is in a different space,
你看就把他提起来了。
He can carry you up.
比方 Daniel 可能就把他提起来了。
Daniel can lift him up.
所以你看见吗？因着这个缘故，你今天许多时候我们想对付罪。
So many times we want to deal with sin.
对付肉体。
We want to deal with the flesh.
不是的，你怎么对付肉体
？How do you deal with the flesh?
就好像你不可能救你自己。
It's like you cannot save yourself.
你需要得罪的属天的地位。
You have to have a heavenly position.
在这个属天的地位里面。
And in that heavenly position,
圣经说你就可以致死你们地上的罪。
The Bible says you could put to death your body.
这是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of our overcoming.
所以生命就是得胜的生命。
The putting to death
就是得胜的生命。
Is
就是 overcoming life.
What is overcoming? Sonship is overcoming life.
所以在这里给我们看见。
So now we see.
我们知道，所以这就给我们看见那个得胜的秘诀。
We see the secret of overcoming.
我们说过这一次最后的一次波斯湾战争。
We spoke of this last Persian Gulf War.
美国人能打胜仗。
The reason Americans could win.
为什么？我们知道背后的秘诀。
We know the secret behind it.
如果不是因为天上有眼睛。
If it were not those heavenly eyes.
如果不是因为卫星能够支配地上的一切。
If the satellites did not control everything on earth.
他们不可能打胜仗。
They would not have won the war.
你记不记得 Deborah 的故事？
Do you remember the story of Deborah?
你看 Deborah 怎么把敌人打败的？
Do you remember how she defeated the enemy?
你看她叫一万个军队到塔波山去。
She told 10,000 army to go up to Mount Tabor.
那塔波山就代表那个升天的地位。
And Mount Tabor represents the ascended place.
结果敌人就围困塔波山。
And then all the enemies surrounded Mount Tabor.
然后你叫 Deborah， 她用她的智慧。
You know, Deborah used her wisdom.
然后就打发了一些以色列的军队从南边过来。
She sent some of the army from the southern part.
从南边过来的时候。
And then when they came from the southern part.
那些围困塔波顿那个敌军就回过头来救这些，因为他们去袭击另外的城。
So those who were besieging this Mount Tabor went to go to save the other villages that were being attacked.
就在这个时候。
At that time.
你看他们从上面就冲下来了。
They came back down from the top of Mount Tabor.
但也不光如此。
But not only that.
根据四世纪的记载。
According to Judges,
神就从星球里面攻击西西拉。
God attacked Sisera in the stars.
因着从上面攻击的缘故。
Because God attacked from the sky.
不知道为什么基顺的河就涨起来了。
So then the river grew up.
因为涨起来，所以所有的铁车就陷到泥巴里面去。
And the river overflowed, so all the iron chariots got stuck in the mud.
当一个人落在肉体里面的时候。
When somebody falls into the flesh.
他根本不可能救自己。
He cannot save himself.
他虽然是铁车。
Even though he's an iron chariot.
陷在里面不能够自拔。
But it cannot save itself.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见底波拉这些人怎么得救的？
How did Deborah How were they saved?
一面他是从得胜的地位，从升天的地位往攻击的。
On one hand, on an overcoming position, he came and attacked.
另外一方面，
on the other hand,
你看见神从星球从天上，你看见做了一些工作。
God worked through the stars.
结果他们就陷在泥浊里面去。
And they were stuck in the mud.
最后他们就得胜了。
And then they gained the victory.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们记得，如果我们要胜过肉体，胜过罪。
If we are to overcome the flesh, overcome sin, overcome the world,
你知道有一个很重要的秘诀。
There is a very important secret.
你要知道我们所得着的生命是升天的生命。
You need to know that a life we gain is a heavenly life.
虽然我们与基督已经坐在天上。
Even though we are seated with Christ in the heavenly.
你们要致死你们在地上的躯体。
You need to put to death the members of your earthly body.
这是我们真实的经历。
This is our true experience.
从前早期在中国的飞机啊，非常老爷，非常旧。
In the old times, the airplanes in China were very old.
所以飞行员开一半的，忽然发现老鼠跑来跑去。
And actually, the pilot noticed that there were some mice in the plane.
他这样下去不行的。
And said, "There's too many mice."
那怎么对付这个老鼠呢？
What are they going to do?
他忽然想起来了。
He thought of a good idea.
他就把飞机越开越高，越开越高。高飞的时候。
He started flying the airplane higher and higher and higher.
结果那个老鼠就不能呼吸，就死掉了。
Higher to a point where the mice suffocated because they couldn't breathe.
肉体只能在地上活。
The flesh can only live on earth.
肉体不可能在天的境界里面活。
Flesh cannot live in the heavenlies.
所以在这里给我们看见。
Now it shows us.
这个生命乃是 属天的生命。
This life is a heavenly life.
那么等到我们读腓立比书的时候
，When we read Philippians，
你看就要得着属天的奖赏。
We will gain a heavenly reward.
保罗虽然在监狱里面
，Even though Paul was in prison，
他说不，我不在监狱里。
He says no， I am no longer in
prison。我在赛跑场上。
I am on a race
track。我乃是向着标杆直。
I am running towards the goal。
你看一个在监狱的人应该退休了。
Somebody in prison should retire。
应该在监狱里面应该休息了。
Somebody in prison should just rest。
他说不，我要向着标杆。
He said no， I'm running towards the goal。I've considered all as rubbish to gain Christ. You want to gain Christ.
怎么又得着基督呢?
How do you gain Christ?
原文其实赢得基督。
In the origin, it means to win Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们懂得神的恩典，我们不敢用这个字。
If we know God's grace, we don't dare use that word.
但是你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在这四卷的书籍，这个监狱书信里面。
In the four prison epistles.
另外三卷都是讲生命。
The other three epistles speak of life.
但是很清楚给我们看见腓立比书讲国度的。
But very clearly, Philippians speaks of the kingdom.
就好像四福音前面的三本福音是讲国度的。
Just like the four gospels, the first three gospels speak of the kingdom.
是讲生命的。
And John speaks of life.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
在这里给我们看见保罗是向着标杆直跑。
Now we see Paul running towards the goal.
他说我不是以为我是完全的。
He doesn't say I am not perfect.
弟兄姊妹，保罗用的字眼。
The words he used,
给我们看见他仍旧在赛跑场上。
It's as if he were running a race.
基督乃是他的标杆。
And that Christ is that goal.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你看见在那里，保罗给我们看见天上的，我们都是天上的国民。
There Paul shows us that we are citizens of heaven.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见他是活在国度的亮光底下。
He lives under the light of the kingdom.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
等到我们最后读到腓利门书的时候。
When we read Philemon.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事。
We need to remember something.
这个腓利门书乃是保罗为着阿尼西姆向腓利门求情。
Philemon was actually when Paul appealed on behalf of Onesimus.
当保罗写腓利门书的时候，就是写以弗所跟哥罗西书的时候。
When Paul wrote Philemon, it was the same time he wrote Ephesians and Colossians.
我们如果读过以弗所书和哥罗西书，我们要说保罗的启示真大。
If we read Ephesians and Colossians, we have to admit his revelation was great.
哥罗西给我们看见教基督是教会的元首。
Colossians shows us that Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所给我们看见教会是基督的身体。
Ephesians shows us that the church is the body of Christ.
你看见这个保罗的启示真的大。
This revelation is so mighty.
但如果你要认识保罗这个人
，But if you want to know Paul the person，
一个看见这么大异象的人
，Somebody who saw such a great revelation，
一个看见基督是元首，教会是身体的人
，Somebody who saw Christ as the head and the church as the body，
如果他真的认识元首
，If he really knows the head，
如果他真的认识身体。
If he really knows the body,
他是个什么样的人?
What kind of person is he?
这是腓利门书给我们看见。
Philemon shows us who he is.
弟兄姊妹，你不要告诉我你看见有多大。
Don't tell me what you saw so great.
你不要告诉我你的异象有多了不起。
Don't tell me how great your vision is.
你要让全世界看你得出这样异象的人是什么样的人。
You want to show what kind of person sees that vision.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
等到你读到腓利门书的时候，
When you read Philemon,
这里有一个属天的人。
There is a heavenly man.
他说像我这有了年纪的保罗。
He said, like me, the aged Paul.
你看他是人啊。
He is a man.
他走过了一段很长的日子。
He has walked a long way.
但是他说我活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
But he says it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他说我是有了年纪的保罗。
He says Paul the aged.
另一面他说我是为着耶稣基督被求的。
And the other hand, he says I am the one who appeals.
他凭着两点。
For these two points.
为着阿尼西姆向腓利门求情。
So on behalf of Onesimus, he was appealing to Philemon.
所以他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说你若以为我为同伴就收纳他。
If you regard me as one with you, please accept him. As a partner, please accept him.
收纳他如同收纳我一样。
Accept him as you accept me.
他若亏负你。
But if he has wronged you anyway.
我欠你什么。
If he owes you anything.
都归在我的账上。
Charge that to my account.
我必偿还。
I, Paul,
这是我保罗亲笔写的。
And I'm writing this with my own hand.
保罗眼睛不好，都信都是别人写的。
Paul's eyesight was not good. Other people writing for him.
我必偿还是保罗自己写的。
But when Paul said, I will repay it, he wrote it himself.
这是我写的。
He wrote it himself.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是个属天的人。
This is a heavenly man.
这个人叫你想起谁？
Who does this remind you of?
这个人叫你想起十字架的故事。
This reminds you of the story of the cross.
我们的主耶稣怎样在十字架上向天父求起？
How our Lord appealed for us on the cross.To the Father.
他若亏负你
if he owes you anything,
我欠你什么
if he is wronged you in any way,
都归在我的账上
charge that to my account.
我必偿还
I will repay it.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
says, 这里有一个属天的人
here is a heavenly man,
磨成神儿子的形象
conform to the image of God's son.
当他在那里为阿尼西姆求情的时候
as he was appealing on behalf of Onesimus
我们所看见的
what we see
这个人不只认识基督
not only does he know Christ
这个人不只认识教会
not only does he know the church
感谢主弟兄
thank the Lord
他果然被磨成神儿子的形象
he was conformed to the image of his son
他在那里求情的时候
as he was appealing
你就想起我们的主在宇宙在十字架上怎样为我们这些人求情
you are reminded how the Lord on the cross appealed for us
我们都是阿尼西姆
we are all Onesimus
感谢主
thank the Lord
我们亏欠的是不知道多少
We have wronged the Lord in so many
ways. 我们还也还不清。
We cannot repay him.
但是我们的主怎么向天父求情呢
But how did our Lord appeal to the Father?
收纳他如同收纳我一样。
Accept him as you would accept me.
他若亏负你。
If he has wronged you.
我欠你什么。
Or owes you anything.
都归在我的账上。
Charge that to my account.
我必偿还。
I will repay it.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
现在我们看见一个属天的人。
Now we see a heavenly man.
不只有属天的地位。
Not only have a heavenly position.
得着属天的生命。
Gained a heavenly life.
他在那里要将来要得着属天的奖赏。
And he was going to gain the heavenly reward.
而且他就是一个属天的。
But he is also a heavenly man.
在保罗身上。
On Paul's life.
升天不是个道理。
Ascension is not just a doctrine.
升天乃是他的经历。
It is his experience.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
等到你把保罗神所给他的话通通放在一起的时候。
When you put all the words of Paul together.
现在有这么多话。
There are so many words.
这些话就能解释他当初所看见那个亮光。
All these words can explain the light that he saw.
所以他说我从来没有违背那从天上来的异象。
He said, I was not disobedient to the vision, heavenly vision.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank
还是同样的一个意象
That was vision was the same.
现在经历越来越深
The experience is deeper.
认识越来越深
The knowing is deeper.
本来神的话不够
Before the words were not enough.
现在神话够
Now God's words are enough.
不光为着保罗自己
Not only for Paul.
现在不光保罗看见他所看见
Not only Paul saw what he saw.
现在教会也看见保罗所看见
Now the church can see what Paul saw.
现在我们才明白
Now we understand.
哦，教会原来是基督的身体
The church is the body of Christ.
感谢主弟兄
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
从保罗的身上
From Paul's life.
我们看见基督的死，认识基督的死。
We know Christ's death.
我们也能认识基督的复活。
We know Christ's resurrection.
我们同样也看见基督的身体。
We also know Christ's ascension.
但愿主把这些话深深地印在我们的心。
May the Lord impress His words deeply in our lives.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你祝福这些话。
We do ask that you bless these words.
如果你觉得好，就使用这些话。
If you find it good, use these words.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.